Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Hilal Baydarov.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for joining us. Director of a film called In Between Dying. You know, usually I ask my guests to open the interviews with a question about just asking them to kind of give an overview of the story. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I just want to get right into it with you because there's so much to unravel for me. But, you know, would it be fair to say that this film is kind of like an epic journey?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a story of the young man whose life changed in just one day and accidentally. He didn't mean. He never wanted to search the meaning of the life, just the happenings lead him differently. And there are many days in the film, and every day he started to change slowly and slowly and slowly. And in every day he started to memorize something with his childhood. And these kind of things force him to think about the life, about the human dignity, human nature.
Yeah.
And at the end, I don't know, maybe he finds, maybe he doesn't find the things that he's searching in his life, the love.
Sure.
I feel that he finds it, how he found it, but I never showed it. Because how I can feel it, because at the end, when the film finishes, I feel calm.
Right.
It is just a feeling that I get from the film.
There's so much that I want to ask you that I'm trying to figure out which way I will go.
Mm.
Do you think about death a lot?
I mean, half of the year I live in the Baku, in the capital city. Half of the year I live in the village. And there are three graveyards near our house.
Right.
And if you want to come to our home, if you want to be my guest, you have to pass three graveyards. And all my relatives are there. At least 500 people are there. And I played hide and seek and the football in between the graves when I was childhood. When
wow.
I was a child. That is why death is not a terrifying thing for me. It's not a horrible thing for me. It's just a part of the life. And I think about the death every day just like a life. For me, there is no any difference between life and the death.
There isn't.
There is no any difference between the life and the death. And I always joke to my friend that you can change the title of the film in between life.
Ah.
Not only in between dying. But dying is just a... You know, when I mention a date, I start to think, I mean, start to feel something.
Yes.
But for me, there is no difference between life and death. There is none.
What about, do you think there's a difference between poetry and cinema? And I asked that because I found your film to be very poetic.
You know, first time I want to say that I don't like, unfortunately, I don't like the world of the poetic cinema. Because for me, the cinema by nature is poetic. If it is not poetic, then it is not a cinema. If you try to make a poetic cinema, I mean, you are amateur. You don't know what the cinema is. I mean, you should make a film, and it at the end it becomes a poetry. Because cinema by nature is poetic.
Yeah.
And if you start to feel the storytelling, okay, it's something... I mean, I don't know what is this. I don't like that kind of things that based on the story, based on the acting, based on the music, or based on editing. No, cinema by nature is poetic.
But what does poetry mean to you?
I mean, it connects me with my real roots. I always believe that when I watch the real masterpieces, I always feel that they took me somewhere else where I have never been before, but I feel that I belong to that place.
Mm.
And they always give me some kind of feelings that I never feel in usual life, but this is only feelings that I need.
Is that love too?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, so one of the things that I delighted in watching the film in this huge screen,
mm-hmm.
by the way, it's so great to be back in the cinema rooms,
yes.
is that sometimes I would just really admire the places where you filmed.
Yes.
They looked like places timeless. It
mm-hmm.
looked like sometimes it was like a point at the end of the world or
mm-hmm.
heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty is also in capturing these landscapes. Right?
Yes, because... I think nature is one of the main characters in my films.
Yes.
I like to build a harmony between the characters and between nature. For example, when I show the young man or young girl, and if you put a long run behind him or her, you feel that he's alone. He's alone. And there are too many scenes that the landscape is a face.
Yeah.
The characters have a face. I think they are same.
Yes.
They are same. I mean, if you show this, you know, by nature, I mean, nature is a very mystical world. It's nature, human nature, and nature outside, inner nature. I think you have to balance, you have to find the contact between them in order to feel the characters better.
Do you like to spend time alone? Just be alone?
Always.
Really? Yes. Is that when you yeah. get most creative?
Exactly.
I had a feeling.
Maybe, yes.
You know, there's so much that I'd like to ask you, but unfortunately we're out of time.
Okay. Thank you.
Kind of a shame.
No, it's okay.
Because this is one of the only good interviews I did. Anyways, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.